Thank you, Ken, for your devotions and the teachers for teaching this morning. At this time, we'll stand and say our memory verse, Luke 14:33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Does anyone want to say it for us this morning? All right, this time we'll remain standing for the theme song.
The theme song for the month is in the Life Songs, number 64. Life Songs, number 64.
Knowing that thou wilt grant the plea. Who can be trusted? Who do you trust? Look at it snowing outside. Can you trust the weatherman? He's going to be right. That's maybe not necessary trusting, but we don't have to trust him. We just had to trust our wheels to get us home, don't we? But who can be trusted? Go with me to Psalm 71. Psalm 71. In the book of Psalms, you find the word trust 50 times in Psalms. The Psalms is a lot about trust, and trusted 12 times. And this psalm here, I don't know what the heading of your psalm in your Bible says for that psalm. Mine says, a prayer for help in old age. Actually, this psalm touches every age as we start at the beginning from the time we're born till the end. It touches every age. And so that's what I wanted to think about this morning. And what if you got to pass something on? Look at verse 18 in this. That's like my key verse. And now when I'm old and gray-headed, oh God, and I'm white-headed, forsake me not until I have showed on thy strength unto this generation and the power to everyone that is to come. And I have written under that verse, my goal. That's my goal, to show to the coming generations, to those that follow me in life, the goodness of God, what he has meant to me. And so I was thinking of that, and we're going to read the psalm, then we're going to talk about some things. Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Old age is a lot of people confused when old age comes on. Their mind leaves them. Confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me. Thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries of my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the number thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shalt quicken me or revive me again, and shall bring me up again from the depth of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Who can you trust? Well, the psalmist said here, my trust is in God. My trust is in God. That's who my trust is in. And so in the Lord, in verse 1. Verse 1 and verse 5, again, the word trust. My trust is in God. That word trust means to confide in. A confident expectation or hope. Now, trusting God is never foolish. Sometimes we trust people around us, and they let us down. Say, that was a foolish thing to do. But trusting God is never that way. We can trust him. God never lets us down. He says in verses 2 and 3, deliver me from the wicked. Now he says, listen to me. Incline your ear unto me. Listen to me, God. And he says, save me from those that around me, my enemies. And then he says, be my strong habitation. Where would you rather be when it's snowing outside? Here or home? Home, right? We want to be home if the weather's bad outside. If there's problems someplace, where is a better place to be than home? And he said, here, my habitation, God. My strong, be thou my strong habitation, O God, where I may continue to resort. God, be my place where I can be safe, where I can trust you, and you are with me. Let's look at number 390 in the church hymnal. 390 in the church hymnal. I'm watching the outside the same as you are, so if it gets to coming, really coming down, we're going to leave here, okay? So don't worry. We'll let you go home. Let's sing together. I am trusting in my Savior with a calm and steady life. Hope is shining on my pathway, making all things fair and bright. I am trusting, trusting, trusting. I am trusting day by day. I am trusting in my Savior to go with me all the way. How many know that song? That's an old one, because this is an old book. Yeah, we used to sing that. So I'm going to read the next two verses, then we'll sing the last one. I'm trusting in my Savior. Oh, how sad my life would be, but for thy dear presence, Savior, to know I'm led by thee. I'm trusting in my Savior. Faith exultant mounts above this dark world and all its passions to the realms of endless love. Think of the hope that we have there. Now, last verse. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, knowing that he is a friend who will cheer me through life's journey and be with me too. Yeah. I am trusting, trusting, trusting. I am trusting day by day. I am trusting in my Savior to go with me all the way. Who can we trust? We can trust our Savior. He's going to go with us all the way. So he says here in verses 5 through 8, I have trusted God from my youth. Notice that. Verse 5, trust from my youth. And look at verse 6. Today is what they call Sanctity of Life Day, Sanctity of Life Sunday. And think about what's happening in our country. All the babies that have been done away with, you know, aborted. Think about that. And then also, we're going to get to the old age too. And think of all the old people, they say they're not worth anything anymore, so they put them to death, assisted suicide. This is Sanctity of Life Day. You know, think about that as we think about this. Verse 6, by thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall continually be of thee. Go to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, there's a couple of verses here I would like to make mention of too. It talks about the same thing. Verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. God, you put me together there in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Have you considered the human body, how God designed it? Marvelous thing that God did there. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written when in continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are our thoughts on them, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. What a wonderful thing. I'm still with God. God can be trusted. We can trust our God. He is for us, and God will be with us all the way. He said, from my youth, I've trusted God. Look at verse 7. He says, I am as a wonder, but thou art my strong refuge. That word wonder means something that's a marvel. You marvel at it. And do you ever think about the human body, how it becomes as a little baby and how it grows and grows and grows until it becomes old and white-haired? God designed that way. And he says, when I think about it, when people think about my life and the years I've had, they wonder at it. It's a wonder. That's what God does for us. Look at verse 9. He says, so cast me not off in time of old age, forsake me not when my strength fails. You're young yet, most of you. Guess what? When you get old, your strength does fail. I cannot do what I used to do. No. I cannot walk some places like I used to. In fact, to go steps, I want a handrail. And a lot of you just run down those steps. I watch these children go, and it's just no stop. You just go. If they tumble over, so what? Up they come and go again. But guess what? If I tumble over, I'm down. So it's just a marvel, the way God leads our lives. And I was thinking the years spent here at Rollinsville. When I was a boy, there was a little old stone building up here on the other side of the road. Just above the garages over here, there's the last house up on the right, down in back of that, was a little stone church. And that's where we started our work. In 1929, the work started here at Rollinsville. That was before me, of course. I came in 1941. But I remember going there to church. And they had two stoves in it. And there was no basement. Two stoves sitting in the auditorium there. They used to put coal in there to keep us warm in the wintertime. But then I remember in the 40s, 47, the time of the war when this building was built. And we come over here and there's a lot of donated labor to put this building up. I remember different older people from the New Danville district come down here to put this building up. I remember walking around in the basement before this floor was on and the walls were in the classroom. They put those walls up before they put the floor on. And you could walk around, it's sort of a thing like that. You walk around in, little boys could hide down in there. They had a lot of fun between those walls. But then we had our service here. And we met here. And we started meeting here for services. And all the older people, and if you go back here in the cemetery, there's a lot of stones back there. People that you don't recognize the names, I'm sure. But I think I recognize most of them. Because they came here when I was a boy. A lot of those people came to Sunday school. We would go out into homes and have prayer meetings out in their homes in the community here. And a lot of those people came here to church. They're no longer with us. They went on. I remember our ministry here. John Miller was our first ordained man here. 1948, he was ordained. And he led this group for a while. And then in 59, he moved to Schuyler, Virginia. My father was ordained in 1955. Elvin Herr was the first deacon here. And Elvin came with when the church started. He was here. He was deacon in the Danville district. And he told them they wanted him to continue that. Elvin says, I want to be at Rollinsville. That's where I want to be. And so they made deacons for the other churches. And Elvin stayed here at Rollinsville. Luke Ball followed Elvin. And then following Luke was Wes Metzler. Following Wes as deacon was Nolan. And now it's Dean. Think of it. The years add up. And as we get older, we can remember those times back there. The goodness of God. The way God led us. God is still leading at Rollinsville. I'm thankful for that. He's still with us. We still meet together here. Yeah, even when it snows outside, it's not adding up yet, so don't worry. I still see green grass out there. So, but God is with us. And he said, cast me not off in time of old age. And then he goes on down, and there's another place down here. He says in verse 18, I'm old and gray-headed. So God, help me. Be with me until I can share your goodness with the next generation and the next and the next. Go to Psalm 78. Let's look at the generations mentioned here in Psalm 78. Verse 5. He established a testimony in Jacob, appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that's one generation, that they should make them known to their children. That's generation two. That the generation to come, that's generation three, might know them. Even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare to their generation, generation four. There's four generations listed right there in Psalm 78. Now, I'd like to ask you a question. How many generations in your family do you remember? I know when you're young, you don't remember many, okay? I think back, I can remember one, two, three. I can remember seven generations. I'm the middle generation that I can remember. I remember my great-grandmother used to sit in the corner of the room up there where Grace lives now. My great-grandmother Hess, Emma, used to sit there in the corner of the room. Remember my grandmother, of course. She spent time up there at our house, Uncle Chris' house. She got around, my grandmother. But I never met my grandfather, Hess, because he died before any of his sons were married. Think of that. He had a bad leg, and he died before any of them were married. But it's interesting. I look back, and my great-grandparents on the Hess side were living when he died. Think about that. There's some people go through that. They remember their children's death. And we don't plan on that, do we? It should be the other way around. Like Dean, his grandmother is gone now. She's 89 years old. So we sort of expect that when we get up into the 80s and 90s, sort of expect that's going to happen. I mean, some people die a lot younger than that. My father was only 62. And he was pastor here. And I remember he died in September of 1976. March of 1977, there was an ordination here when I was ordained to replace him. I often said, I wish he would have still been living yet when I was ordained. But I didn't have that privilege. But I had my father-in-law, Elsie's father. He was our bishop here, and he helped me a lot over those years. So think about that. You know, we're not here forever. I know that. I say, when my time comes, I'm ready to go home. I have a home coming that's far surpasses this home down here. I'm going home someday. And so let's just rejoice in what God does for us, the way he leads in our lives. Psalm 139, there's generations, generations, generations. So now I remember I have great-grandchildren now. And so, and two more is coming, great-grandchildren. I have a brother, John, that's just older than me, and he has 70 great-grandchildren at this point. And I said, wow, not too many of us are going to make that. So, yeah, but our lives, from my youth, my hope, my trust has been in God. From my youth, old age, old and gray-headed. This is a picture of a lifetime. So let's sing a song about, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful counsel and purity. Oh, thou spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. He says in verse 8 and verse 15, he mentions his mouth. How do we praise God? With what? He mentions the harp in here and the flute too, but with our mouth. And he says another verse, with my lips, I'm going to do it. Then he says, with my voice, I'm going to do it. I'm going to praise God. With my mouth, with my lips, with my voice. That's the way we praise our God. So God, when my strength fail, don't cast me off. Our enemies, verses 10 and 11. You know what the enemies of old age is? Strength failing, sickness, maybe the heart's failing, our minds fail. There's a lot of enemies to old age. But guess what? God is with us through that. God knows that. And he understands. And he helps us work through those things. Go to Psalm 251 in the church hymnal. 251. This is one you all know. My hope is built on nothingness than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We're talking about hope here. He mentions hope here. I don't have a Bible at that point now, but verse 15, was it? My hope, verse 5. My hope, O God, and my trust are from my youth. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Let's stand to sing, shall we? My hope is
built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
So who can we trust? We can trust God. We can trust Jesus. He's our solid rock. We can stand on him. Well, we looked at my goal. Now let's go on a little bit and read the verses after our goal. Verse 19 through 24. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto our God? You know, Micah asked that question. Who is like unto our God? Who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt revive me again, that word quicken, and shalt bring me up again from the depth of the earth. When I'm at my lowest point, God, you're going to bring me up again. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee for the psaltery, with thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. Verse 23, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. My soul, which thou hast redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. O God, who is like unto thee? Even if we have troubles, sickness, anything like that, we fall and hurt our back, but grace, fall and hurt our back. God is there to help us. He bring me up from my lowest point, comfort on every side. So my mouth is going to speak of his goodness. My lips will greatly rejoice when I sing. My tongue shall talk of thy righteousness. So I had to think, when I was looking at this psalm, what do we talk about? What do you talk about when you're together as a family? Do you talk about the goodness of God? How good God has been? You know, that's a challenge to me. Because so often, I'm a farmer, okay? I always was. And we talk about things outside. And we talk about the ground now is frozen solid. And it'll spring to life after a while. And green will come again. And I like spring weather. Spring will come. We talk about those kind of things. Do we pass on to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, the goodness of God? Now, how good God has been. How good he has been to us. God is good. You know that? He's very good. So God cares about us, and we can trust him. So let's talk of his righteousness, he says, all the day long. Talk of God's goodness. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness this morning. Thank you for the way you provide life for us. And we're sitting inside and the snowflakes are falling. Thank you, Lord, for a warm place to be in outside, inside from the weather. Thank you for the way you provide things for us. And that snow helps us, Lord. It's a blessing to us. And we just thank you for it. But we enjoy it more when we're sitting at home. So be with us as we go home to our homes. Bless our time together today with our families, with our wives, with our husbands, whoever, our children. Just bless our time today, Lord, as we reflect on your goodness and your blessings on the life of this congregation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you have a song, Philip?
Let's turn to the church hymnal number 402. Church hymnal number 402.
Thank you, Philip, for that song. Our Father will lead us as we walk with him. Let's stand to be dismissed. And now, brother, we commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified in Christ Jesus through world without end. Amen. Depart in peace.